The European Union, at its semi-annual leaders' meeting Saturday in Greece, expressed a commitment to consider eventual membership for five countries they have designated the Western Balkans. The Balkan countries got pretty much what they hoped for from the EU. The Bosnian foreign minister was by far the most upbeat. He declared that Europe had sent a clear message that the Western Balkans will become members of the soon-to-be 25-nation EU. But other Balkan leaders attending the meeting were more circumspect. Croatian President Stipe Mesic said EU membership is now clearly up to the Balkan countries themselves. They have to fulfill very detailed and comprehensive membership requirements. The EU next May will take in 10 new members, all but two of them from Central and Eastern Europe. Bulgaria and Romania have been given target membership dates of 2007. While some of the Western Balkan countries have themselves set 2007 as a target, few analysts think that is likely. Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Zivkovic came back from Greece in a sober mood. He said those who expected miracles at Thessaloniki were expecting too much. The message, he said, is clear. The speed of accession is up to individual governments, and the membership conditions are rigorous. Mr. Zivkovic did express satisfaction that Belgrade soon will hold direct negotiations with the ethnic Albanian leadership in Kosovo, the disputed southern Serbian province that is under United Nations control. Belgrade wants the talks to focus on security and the return of Serbian refugees to Kosovo. European Union leaders at the meeting made clear that to be EU members, the Western Balkan countries must first establish genuine rule of law, overcome endemic corruption, and fight organized crime. Albanian President Alfred Mosio said in Greece that fighting illegal trafficking in people and drugs must be the region's top priority. He said winning these battles requires cross-border cooperation of the kind that the EU is insisting upon. Barry Wood, VOA News, Belgrade.